Green lights on.
Let's go.
Good to go. Can you hear me? So I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Board of Commissioners, the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District, to order. Today is February 9th, 2023.
I got spare kid in.
At this portion of the agenda, we allow the public to speak to the board on closed session items. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. And is there anyone that would like to speak on closed session items? Please approach the microphone, state your name.
And I do have a few things for the commissioners as well. I don't know if I should
certainly
give those to
Rob, can you grab those?
You all directly. Ready?
Yes.
Time begins. Oh, great. Yeah. Thanks. So hello, esteemed commissioners and staff of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. I'm Amy Jester. I'm here with the Redwood Region Climate and Community Resilience Hub, or CORE Hub for short. I am speaking today on item what I believe is 3B, the lease with Crowley. I know you'll be heading into closed session next to with that as one of the items that you'll be discussing. What I'm here to provide some comment on today is just regarding that lease. We've had some initial conversation with the staff and others about the possibility for engaging with the community benefits network that the CORE Hub has been convening over the course of the last year to develop a set of development priorities for offshore wind as an industry cluster as a whole. As a next step, are going to be working with that network to identify and move forward a proposal to all of you, some ideas for how priorities from that network might be incorporated into the lease process that you're advancing with Crowley, while recognizing, of course, that that's a confidential process between private parties. Some of the priority areas that the Community Benefit Network has identified as part of its platform, I guess you could say, are to grow the region's capacity to lead and shape how offshore wind happens here, which clearly all of you are taking a very active role in doing. Also centering tribal nations, Black, Indigenous, and communities of color, center frontline and disadvantaged communities, change extractive practices, really center tribal sovereignty, leadership, influence, and economic opportunities, focus on equity-oriented workforce strategy and training, really encourage equity-oriented regional supply chain development, encourage human protections, especially those reducing risks to exacerbating the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous peoples, environmental protections and related capacity, electrification, climate resilient development, data transparency, and then also decommissioning. So there's a lot of stuff in there. I know that in order to be able to consider how those might be incorporated into a leasing or permitting process with Crowley, will take a very specific set of recommendations. So just wanted to share with you all that we're working towards that process and expect to have a proposal to the staff team here in the next few weeks. So just thank you all so much for your time, and we look forward to being in touch and working with you on this in whatever way we can. And thanks so much for all the work that you guys are doing to lead this huge effort of port development for the community. It's significant, and we appreciate your leadership. So, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Anyone else like to comment on items in closed session?
I will. You won't hear it.
For those of you that don't know me, I'm Jake McMaster. I have the Captain Banjo right by that nice statue right there. Been there for 25 years or more now, and I've heard a lot of community benefits, this and that, but just about everything I hear leaves out the commercial fishing fleet that this is going to have drastic measures on. And every time I see a nice wind power project, everything is pointed out besides commercial fishing. This harbor commission asked us to like get together, get a fisherman's group somewhat organized to talk to these people. And we didn't know about this meeting till 10 o'clock today. So I'm hoping that in your plans forward, you can try to include us a little more so we can have a voice on what is going to drastically affect us a lot more than the rest of this community. That's it.
Thanks, Jake. Any other comments on items on closed session? Nope. Okay, we are going to...
Yeah, I have just a comment. We don't have anything on the agenda about like finalizing that. Yeah.
No.
So there'll be opportunities. Nothing's happening tonight.
I appreciate that.
I understand that that's not always clear.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that being clear.
This is a monthly meeting. We have one of these every month, sometimes twice a month. And they're posted around the marina.
Unless they're on channel
72. Yeah, I don't even know what channel 72 is, but
three months ago, you had asked a bunch of us to get together and try and kind of spearhead this. And like I said, there's two of us here at five because we found out at 10 o'clock this morning that this has been talked about.
Well, I can tell you right now, and then I'll drop it, because typically we won't comment on comments. But we talk about this every single meeting in closed session because it's a potential lease that we're looking at issuing.
Yeah.
So every single meeting for the last year and a half, we have talked about this. And we will probably continue on, I hope not for another year and a half, but we will continue on talking about it. So and we'd love your input. And we'd love your participation in that meeting and moving your group's thoughts and concerns and solutions forward.
Appreciate it.
You betcha. Thanks.
Email this.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Mr. Chair, two things. I think as part, Aaron and I are on the Fisherman Subcommittee, and I'll make a commitment that we'll convene more meetings prior to do anything. And I just also, include the core hub in that. Also, we're not making any decisions tonight, and we will continue to communicate with you. And I know you've reached out to us as well. Our intention is to keep open communication.
Yeah. All right. So seeing no more public comment on items in closed session, I'm going to move us.